USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The jury deciding Kyle Rittenhouse's fate is done deliberating for a third day. Rittenhouse is accused of killing two protesters and injuring a third during protests and riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year. This as a cable news network is banned from the courthouse where the trial is being held.
I have instructed that no one from MSNBC News will be permitted in this building for the duration of this trial.
Judge Bruce Schroeder saying that he's reviewing a police report that details someone allegedly affiliated with the network tailing the bus transporting the jurors. Weekly jobless claims are down, the Labor Department saying 268,000 Americans filed first-time unemployment claims last week. That's a drop of 1,000 from the previous week's revised total. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The Biden administration has reportedly flew more than 70 charter flights with illegal immigrants who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border into Jacksonville, Florida, over the last 6 months, according to records from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio explains what he believes to be the reason for the Biden administration trying to keep these flights undetected on Fox Business.
You can go to the most liberal city in America and you ask them, are you okay with us dumping 78 plane full of illegal immigrants that just arrived into your city? The answer would be no. It would be deeply unpopular in from San Francisco to anywhere in the deep south. And that's why they don't want to talk about it.
The Biden administration says illegal immigrants are being connected with sponsors or NGOs that will take care of them as required under United States law. The Dow ending Thursday on a down note, at the closing bell losing 60 points to fall to 35,871. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
President Biden's vaccine mandate will have to be put on hold. OSHA is abiding by a federal appeals court order now suspending enforcement of the Biden administration's January 4th vaccine deadline for businesses who have more than 100 employees. Some Republicans think the president may have dodged a bullet with the ruling, including Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls.
I think the courts did the Biden administration a huge favor on this one.
Yeah.
Because we were on the verge of massive shutdowns. I mean, on top of the supply chain crisis, on top of the labor shortages, COVID over in overseas factories, you were going to have railroads laying off people, ports laying off people. It was just about to take these existing disaster and just pour fuel on the fire.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. According to a new Politico Morning Consult poll, only 40% of voters surveyed agree with the statement that Biden is in good health, while 50% disagreed. That 10 percentage point gap outside the poll's margin of error represents a massive 29-point shift since October 2020, when Morning Consult last surveyed the question and found voters believe Biden was in good health by a 19-point margin. Week 11 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the Atlanta Falcons hosting the New England Patriots. Kickoff set for just after 8:20 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.